Being an amateur photographer, how many times in your life you have heard these two phrases, two words, amateur photographer? Like every time somebody is being called an amateur photographer, literally means that he can be many types of photographer, but definitely not an experienced one, definitely not a good one. In fact, he's not a good photographer, he's an amateur photographer. That's how the term, the word amateur is being used in the world of photography, in videography. As a matter of fact, in English language, the word amateur, it's almost next best thing after beginner. Well, is it true though? Think about it. The word amateur traditionally mean someone who did something for love. It comes from the word amator in Latin, which means lover. Interestingly, I speak French. You know, every time somebody comes to my coffee boutique, to give you a context, I am actually a professional coffee roaster and a barista. So when we have clients, we of course have many different types of clients. Some of them just drink coffee. They have no idea what they're drinking. Good for them, it's basically what they like, not necessarily a good coffee. And for some, good coffee means good in everything. The quality of the bean, the quality of making, the way of making coffee, the quality of everything in general. It's like a complete package. Now, those clients, they are, we call it amateur. Amateur is similar to the word amateur, meaning that they love coffee because they love good coffee. And they know their coffee. They are not professional like me because, let's face it, context is the same here. I am a professional coffee maker, coffee lover, but a professional. I do it for job. They are amateur coffee lover, meaning that they do know their coffee almost as much as I do. But I have different type of principle and he has another type of principle. He does it for love. He does it for fun. He does it for just, you know, have a good time and a good coffee. So that's amateur coffee lover or coffee connoisseur. So why is that when you use the word amateur in English, immediately become your kind of, you know, we do it even for fun, making fun of somebody. Like, he's an amateur. Well, he's no good. He's just an amateur. Don't worry. Rookie. No. You're actually giving somebody a compliment. Literally. Because it is a compliment. So, here's the thing. It doesn't mean you are a bad photographer if somebody call you an amateur photographer or you are actually an amateur photographer. It because it means you make photos for the love of it. Just because you do something, get paid for it, and can make a living from it, that doesn't mean that you're necessarily good or I'm necessarily good. You know, I can be a bad cook, you know, professional though, but a bad one. You know, what's the difference between cook at McDonald's or a professional barista at Starbucks? It doesn't mean so much, honestly. So at the end of the day, to be honest, I think the best photographers are amateur photographers. Photographers who have day jobs and pursue photography as their hobby and passion. You love it because it gives you a break. You love it because it's an escape for you from day-to-day life. You love it because you understand light and color. Well, color, if you're doing color photography in black and white, you just understand light and shape and the feeling of it. So to finish this short audio, remember, you are an amateur photographer, meaning you are a good photographer. You love it for the love of photography. Remember that. All right? All right. Bye-bye.